Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With a little bit of good news for you tonight, the protests in Michigan today with armed people storming the state capitol building, literally inside, in dozens of people standing up against the police, standing up against the state government goons, and demanding their freedom to open their businesses, because most people aren't as brave as this lady in Dallas. They just aren't willing to put their own freedom on the line and their own business on the line, like Shelley Luther, who, as we reported, I think it was either late last week or early this week, has opened up. It was actually Friday, I remember. It was actually, I think it was Thursday's show last week. We talked about what she was planning on doing, and at that point she was planning on opening up her salon on Friday morning, which she did, and there was video footage of the fire bureaucrats coming out and citing her for opening her business. So she was immediately given a citation. There has since been an order from a judge that has come down on her, and she is going to stand strong. She's going to continue running her business, and she's got some things to say about it, and I want to share that with you. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio here, but if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Specifically, what I'd like to hear from you, now, of course, you can bring up anything you want, but is there a business owner like this in your area who's not getting attention, who the media is ignoring the story? Is somebody, have they reopened their doors, and are people coming into their business and they haven't been shut down? Or maybe they have been targeted and they have gotten attention. I would love to hear more stories about business owners that are like Shelley Luther from Salon a la Mode in the city of Dallas. She is a hero in this case.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel I've got a spiritual duty to keep doing what I do, and you know, I'm glad that I'm not in a state that's really enforcing a shutdown, because I would probably be in jail instead.
Yeah, that's a great point, because there have been people who've been arrested. For instance, in Texas, I think it was Laredo, Texas, two women were busted in undercover sting operations.
My God.
You heard about this? For doing
that's
manicures?
Like the king is stupid.
For doing manicures and doing, like, eyelashes for somebody? The cops responded to their advertisements on Facebook or whatever other social media it was, set up an appointment, and then came in and arrested these women when they offered to do the thing that was, you know, they were told they're not allowed to do, which is give people manicures.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, as a former drug dealer, you know, I'm used to operating in the black market, and there is some danger to it, you know. If you're operating in the black market, best thing to do is start like a Telegram group for your town, okay, so that you can get the news, the word out to people.
But how
that
do you
are
avoid snitches being
less
in the Telegram group? Because that's going to happen.
Well, basically, you would have to vet people. It's like selling. Well, you can, yes. It slows your growth.
Yeah.
But you don't have to grow explosively. If you want to build a network and a market, you have to be careful who you let into it. And if you make it just open to anybody, then it will lose its usefulness.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly do some level of vetting. I guess if you have total control over who's coming into the group, and it's not a group that just anybody can add people into, then you may be able to set up some sort of a system to try to keep the snitches out. But that's what got these women busted, is people snitched them out, and then the police targeted them for undercover sting operations.
And the other thing is, if you're tracking this sort of thing, and if you're serious about operating in the black market, you keep a careful eye on who's a snitch, who's selling out their friends, and those
people. But you won't necessarily know.
Well, you can find out. Like, one of the things that I did is I went to trial, and as a result of going to trial, this person had to testify
right.
against me.
And they couldn't testify with a black bag over their head.
No, they were right. not permitted to. And as a result of which, anybody questions whether this person is a snitch, it's like, oh, the video is on YouTube. That's undeniable.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nobody.
You know, professionals don't tolerate snitches.
Right. But you had to do something that was unfortunately an unusual thing, which is go to trial. And
yeah.
so many people will not do it. They will take the plea mm-hmm. deal. They want the charges to go away. And then the snitch goes completely anonymously into the night and only to snitch again on
yeah.
somebody else.
Well, you know, one thing that would really help with that would be some sort of mutual aid system for people who for agorists. Where basically...
An agorist is somebody who operates without government permission, basically, does business.
Yeah. Somebody who does any business. It doesn't have to be a basically illegal business, mm-hmm. you know. If you're letting couples have a nice night out during your local quarantine by selling them a nice meal in your living room, mm-hmm. that's agorism.
Yep, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it has been agorism. It's not just agorism now,
yeah.
but that has always been, in most cities and towns, illegal. So let me tell you what this lady had to say, because she's inspiring. She is daring the city of Dallas, this is CBS Dallas-Fort Worth reporting, and county authorities to arrest her after she opened her North Dallas salon last week despite city-county shelter-in-place orders. Luther told CBS 11 News defiantly, quote, "Follow the science. The science is Texas needs to get back to work." Unquote. She says she was served another court order this week on top of the $1,000 citation she received last week for refusing to close. But Luther refused to abide by the order, saying later that nothing short of arrest will shut her salon down. Walking out to cheers from a crowd of supporters on Wednesday of the Open Texas movement, Luther was realistic about her situation. She told the reporters, quote, "Apparently there's a very good chance that I'm getting arrested today, and I will do everything I can to keep the shop open, because I'm not closing the store. If they arrest me, I have someone that will keep the store open, because it's our right to keep the store open. It's
nice.
Our right for those women to earn income for their families," she said.
Every business is an essential business because somebody's depending on it to put food on the table.
Absolutely. And it's insulting to tell people that they are, quote, non-essential.
Absolutely. What's non-essential is the government bureaucrats.
That was the best line. I love that. Vincent put that clip from you in his video from 2 weeks ago where you said, like, the bureaucrats are the only non-essential service and they should shut down or something
yeah.
like that in your speech. It was
yeah.
great.
Well, they're the only service that forces you at gunpoint to buy their product.
Right.
You know?
So you know they're
you
bad.
You get pretty lazy when you can just
yeah.
force people to buy your product when they don't want it.
Exactly. Luther's continued defiance of Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins' order closing what he deemed non-essential businesses has raised questions about whether or not he's overstepping his bounds. Luther said about the judge, quote, "All I know is he's abusing his power. He's got to be stopped somehow," unquote. She insists her stylists are making much-needed money for their families and the clients coming in are entering a safe, clean environment. So she's, you know, gone above and beyond, of course. She's got masks and social distancing. And she's done all these things to, you know, portray the idea that she cares and she's being super safe and all that. But it doesn't matter to these bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to come down on her like a ton of bricks if they can. And so far, the threats are out there. Now, the question is, has she been arrested yet? This story was from yesterday, and I did get an update from Eric, who's one of our listeners, who is in Dallas, and he's kind of pretty close to the situation, apparently. Eric says that local snitches have been calling about her being open. The owner, Shelley, ripped up the citation at an Open Texas rally.
Nice.
Which is awesome. And she has raised over $12,000 to help pay legal bills in this particular case, or pay bail if necessary.
Nice. I'm going to be sure to send her $100 in cryptocurrency.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Too bad you can't get a haircut. I'm not saying you need one, but...
I do need one, actually. I'm getting shaggy, and I'm caring more these days. I'd like to not be shaggy.
But you got a political
campaign. I don't know where to get a haircut. Hey, if you're in New Hampshire and you want to cut nobody's hair... Nobody can give you trouble for that.
I heard that there are underground haircutters operating in Grafton and Manchester.
All right. Well, somebody send one my way.
All right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Do you know a business owner like this salon owner that's standing up to the government? I want to hear about it.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You may dial in over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get you on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And I want to make sure that you also know about liberty.menu. You know, for a long time, libertarians have been looking for a great business directory where you could easily find businesses run by other liberty-minded people. And there were a couple of attempts at it over the years, and they weren't that great. But liberty.menu is pretty great. It's a nice-looking site. It works well. And it's free, so you can list the things that you do or the things that you did and you hope to return to do again because there are government goons out there stopping you from doing it. But you can get your listings up right now over at liberty.menu anytime you want to and do it for free. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, however. It's not just for the average person. It's for people who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So you have to actually care about freedom in order to join liberty.menu. Use code FTL and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu.
And if you're running a business in violation of your state's orders, you know, that would be a good place to promote it because it is...
Yeah.
It is a relatively screened community, as opposed to Facebook, where, you know, there's a lot of cops on Facebook.
So there's a situation that's been brewing here, and so we had a lot of good news in the first hour, and now we're going to get to the regular crappy news surrounding this coronavirus crackdown nonsense that's going on. There was a story a couple of days ago that Donald Trump was planning to order meat processing plants to remain open. Now, this was published in, it was 2 days ago.
By what right?
Well, it's not a, I'm sure they would call it a right, but it's the Defense Production Act. You familiar with this?
Not in detail.
As I understand it, this is like one of those wartime acts.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the government can say, you must do this in service of the United States government for the good of all humanity because we say so.
See, you shouldn't give your government powers during wartime that they don't have when it's not wartime because it's very easy for them to just make sure it's always wartime. You can call anything a war.
Yep. And actually, according to the story here, the Defense Production Act of 1950 was enacted in a response to the start of the Korean War. It was part of a broad civil defense and war mobilization effort. The act has three major sections. The first authorizes the president to require businesses to accept and prioritize contracts for materials deemed necessary for national defense. So you have to accept contracts from the federal government, according to this.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is the federal government is putting things to their least important uses. They're wasting most of it fighting wars and building armies, you know. We need our wealth to pay for food and housing and clothing and real education, not what you get in the school.
Well, right, and you would need your business in order to create wealth for yourself.
Yeah.
But he's basically, or the government goons, are essentially saying they can use these words written on paper to tell you what business you have to accept, even if, according to the story here, this is Wikipedia's summary of the act, irregardless of a loss that has occurred on the business. So the government can not only tell you that you have to accept their contract for whatever product that they want to demand that you make, but that you also have to do it at a loss if necessary.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they were talking about earlier in the show with That's How Hitler Operated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would bleed a business dry sometimes, just irrationally. And, you know, it's no way to run an economy.
No, and it is going to destroy any business that has to produce something at a loss. I mean, that's not the way business works. But government doesn't care about that.
No,
they don't care about you.
No.
They don't care about your business. They don't care about the things that matter to you. They have a bunch of guns, and they're willing to use them. Here's what else the law does. It allows the president to designate materials to be prohibited from hoarding or price gouging, which is, of course, the government arbitrarily deciding what something is worth. And we've talked a lot about price gouging over the years during certain natural disasters and how people should be free to set prices whatever they want. And let's see, what's the third point? That was the first section. Any person who performs any act prohibited or willfully fails to perform any act required by the Defense Production Act may be charged with a felony that results in a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment up to 1 year or both. The second section authorizes the president to establish mechanisms to allocate materials.
That doesn't sound like the penalties for a felony. That sounds like a misdemeanor. I think he got that wrong.
Maybe. It is just Wikipedia. The second section authorizes the president to establish mechanisms to allocate materials, services, and facilities to promote national defense. And the third, so that's centralized control of an economy. The third section authorizes the president to control the civilian economy so that scarce and critical materials necessary to the national defense effort are available for defense needs. So basically gives them first order of preference on any business and can tell them, tell businesses to do whatever it is they want to do. So that brings us to today, where the news was reporting that Trump is planning to order meat processing plants to remain open as the nation confronts growing food supply disruptions from the coronavirus outbreak, said a person familiar with the matter. Trump plans to use the Defense Production Act, which we just described, to order the companies to stay open as critical infrastructure, and the government will provide additional protective gear for employees as well as guidance, according to the person who was saying this. Now, again, this is, I don't know if the order has actually been issued, so this is one of those speculative news articles that's saying this is going to happen. The order sets the stage for a showdown between America's meat giants, which have been pressing to reopen plants, and some local officials and labor unions who've called for closures to prevent the virus from spreading.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear the government is doing the wrong thing for... I mean, it's the same justification, but they're on the totally opposite side, where these people don't want to work, and the government wants to force them to.
Well, and can they force the individuals to work? Now, it's one thing for them to tell. I mean, they can do whatever they want, right? But, I mean, has it ever come to the point where government, you know, president has ordered some business to operate or to do business with the federal government, and the workers say, we don't want to? Mm-hmm. Are they then going to come in and arrest all of the staff members and charge them with felonies? Or is it only the business owner who is liable to obey the government's edicts in this case?
Yes, it's a good question because, you know, traditionally... You can't jail a guy for not wanting to go to work.
Well, maybe they can. The question is that going to actually occur? What will happen in these circumstances?
I mean, they can do anything. Right. They've got the guns and the jackboots.
Right. They can do a lot, but there's only so much you can do to force a person to actually leave their home, you know, put their clothes on, leave their house, drive to work, go and, you know, go into work. There's a lot of steps involved in getting somebody to go to work who doesn't want to be there. And then you got to force them to what? Be efficient? That's going to be difficult.
Yeah. I'd just be standing there all day chewing people out. You know, it's like, okay, I'll get paid for this. I'll stand around the office and chew you out.
I'm packing one, you know, flat of meat every hour. Instead of one every minute, you know. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more. Coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News. Since the pandemic began, Maryland's governor has become one of the most recognizable governors in America. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Maryland Matters reports Governor Larry Hogan's been on one or more of the Sunday Network TV news shows for six of the last 8 weeks, and overall he's made 22 appearances on national programs since the outbreak began, one of his most recent being last night's Daily Show on Comedy Central, hosted by Trevor Noah.
Where does Maryland stand right now?
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little bit behind where New York and some of the other places are, but we're not nearly as bad, but we're still on the rise. We've just
It's been fueling speculation that Hogan may be laying the groundwork for an eventual run for U.S. Senate in the future. Some say maybe even the White House. Hogan does chair the National Association of Governors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana visiting a General Motors plant that's making ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often they work hand in hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open web-based decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And again, if you have any examples of business owners who are as courageous or even half as courageous as this lady in Dallas, who reopened her doors last week at Salon a la Mode in North Dallas and is refusing to close, even under the threat from a robed man, from a man in the court system who's issued an order against her specifically, and also whatever other department issued her the $1,000 fine.
See, what's happened other places in history, I know this happened in England, even recently, is a band of citizens can form a militia and arrest the judge.
This happened in England?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's footage. It's actually the same time the Patriot Awakening was going on here. It was going on in England as well to some extent. That's where a lot of the sovereign citizen comes from.
So what happened to this judge?
I don't know. That wasn't in the YouTube video.
Does the video actually show the judge getting arrested?
They're storming the courthouse.
Wow. I never heard about
this. They're not armed. There's just great gangs of them.
Amazing. Yeah, well, a large number of people can do a whole lot, as we saw today in Michigan, where the police were completely unable to do anything about these protesters coming into the state house. Dozens of them armed up. Big time. Very, very interesting stuff. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We got Watch It Burn. He's on our Discord call-in lines, calling from Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys this evening, and even the past couple of evenings, speaking about COVID-19, coronavirus. Honestly, one thing I'd like to comment on briefly, you're talking about the fact that the United States government is trying to make meat manufacturers stay in business for them. And not only that, I believe you probably heard about the fact...
directly contrary to the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, and I bet you also heard about how the president ordered GM to start making ventilators. Didn't want to do that. Honestly, as a big fan of labor strikes and the like of that, I honestly, if I were GM or any of these meat producers, you know, like Freshmark or Sugardale, I would just say no. I would just say we're not going to do a darn thing for you at all.
And make them bring them up on criminal charges and throw felonies at them and, you know, see if they'll actually call, essentially try to call their bluff, hopefully. Is that your plan?
Well, the thing is, if there are thousands of people doing a thing, they don't have the lawyer time to charge them all.
Well, but
that's where the system breaks down.
But that's also why they target the people on top. Just like when the 420s were happening here that you were involved in, I was involved in, they targeted you because they perceived you to be the person who was in charge, and Emperor Evan, who was also perceived to be a leader of that particular event. They thought that if they went after the two people they considered to be in charge, that it would stop things. They were wrong because the people who were out there continued to go out there.
Yeah.
They continued to support you regardless of the legal status that you happen to hold at the moment.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about a polycentric movement is... you can't just target one guy at the top, because there isn't a guy at the top.
But there is at the Tyson Foods. There is at General Motors.
Exactly. And once you concentrate the power, that's where everybody looks for victims, is where the power is.
CNN Business is reporting on the response here. So we had mentioned earlier that Trump was planning. Now, again, I don't know if the order has been issued. The story's 2 days old at this point. But the story 2 days ago was that Trump was planning on issuing this order to mandate that these meat companies continue to operate. Not that they make meat for the government, but that they simply continue to do what they were doing before under the Defense, whatever the hell it was, Act. Meat processing plant workers, according to CNN Business, concerned about Trump's executive order that compels plants to remain open during the coronavirus pandemic. Meat plant employees are among America's most vulnerable workers, and some say they expect that their staff will refuse to come to work. Donald, who works at Tyson's Waterloo, Iowa facility, but is only going by his first name because he's obviously worried about being targeted, he says, quote, "All I know is this is crazy to me because I can't see all these people going back into work, and I don't think people are going to go back in there." He said that he's currently recovering after himself testing positive for the virus. He said, "I'm still trying
to..." He's recovering from testing positive? What, did he have an anxiety attack?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people who have this virus aren't actually showing symptoms, so that doesn't, just because you tested positive doesn't mean you're actually suffering. Go ahead.
I was going to say the swab actually does go pretty deep, so who knows. I'm assuming what they're referring to is he got sick from COVID-19 and is since recovered.
That's suggested, but it is CNN, so you can't really believe them.
It's just interesting that it was after testing positive for it, not after actually experiencing the disease, which makes me think he was an asymptomatic carrier.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Which is more common than people are... Which is more common than people are giving it credit for.
Yeah, it's very common. Quote, I'm still trying to figure it out. What's he going to do? Force them to stay open? Force people to go to work? The employee asked. Mm-hmm. CNN spoke to several employees in Tyson meatpacking plants who do not want to be named for fear of losing their jobs. On Tuesday, Trump signed the order. Okay, so he did sign it. That would have been 2 days ago. And then, according to this...
I would have to quit, and my response would be to quote Frederick Douglass, who wrote to his former so-called master and said, when I left you, I took only what belonged to me, mm-hmm. and in no way reduced your means to make an honest living.
Well, what other comments do you want to share? Watch it burn. Go ahead.
When it comes to the state's role in the coronavirus, right? I'm sure, like, I live in one of the, if you've been paying attention to this, you probably understand. I live in one of the states that took some of the hardest crackdowns early on COVID-19. Governor Mike DeWine has been absolutely ludicrous and is, you know, overstepping his bounds. Now, that's not to say I don't think it's a smart idea to, that's not saying I think it's a dumb idea to socially distance or to, you know, wear a mask in public to stop spreading the virus. I think it's a very good idea you stop other people from getting sick. But the fact of the matter is the governor is greatly overstepping his bounds as far as this goes. And, you know, he has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs. Now, honestly, some of these jobs I would say you could probably do without for a little while if you don't want to worsen a pandemic. But he overstepped his bounds. And what's worse is the state then started promising people, oh, it's okay, we'll just give you unemployment. But there are people that filed in late March and still haven't received a dime mm-hmm. because the state is so inefficient
yep.
with how they're handling this. I mean,
well, the state's inefficient with how they handle everything. It's just now people get to find out how bad they are.
Well, yeah, and it bothers me in a way that people see that, you know, when they get hit in the pocketbook, when it directly affects them, that's when they start to see how the state mishandles it.
But the problem is, even though the state's going to screw this crap up, they're not going to like come to the conclusion that the state is bad or that the state is inherently inefficient. They're just going to blame.
Got to give them more money.
Thank you for the call tonight. They're just going to blame the current state. Oh, well, if we would have just elected my governor, then everything would have just been great with the unemployment situation, which is, of course, nonsense, but a lot of people will think that. More coming up.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thank you to Roscoe S., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Roscoe is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board globally, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that sounds like it's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger to you every month, then you can help us out. And you'll get some cool perks as well, some bennies. Now, if you join the Free Talk Live AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com, you can use, by the way, a credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin BTC to get signed up for AMP. And that, once again, is over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about the meatpacking mandates coming down from the Trump and the federal government that some meat workers are saying they're not going to show up. You can't make me, is what they're saying. And we'll see how it comes down, what happens. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here first. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, yeah, about 16 years ago, I started down a path that I didn't know I'd ever take in my life, and that is my wife graduated medical school, and rather than her take a job somewhere, we decided to open a clinic. So for 16 years, I've been running a clinic, and I've learned something about the Food and Drug Administration that I want to tell people.
Tell me about it.
And that is the Food and Drug Administration is dealing with the drug companies to effectively make cheap and effective drugs illegal in this country. Now, what they're doing currently with COVID-19, this hydroxychloroquine, is very, very effective at treating COVID-19. We have now 10 patients. My wife has prescribed hydroxychloroquine on all of them. They're all doing excellent.
You mean 10 patients with COVID specifically, is what you're saying?
Yes.
It's like they're suffering some sort of a Manchusian by proxy on massive scale. They're deliberately making us sick so the government can make money off it.
But the thing is, there's something called off-label prescribing. So doctors are able to prescribe a drug for you even though it may be shown to be prescribed for some other use. In other words, hydroxychloroquine right now is used widely for things like
malaria, right?
Malaria is one of them, but otherwise there's lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. This is a very common drug, and people all over this country are using it right now, today, for those conditions, and they're doing just fine. The side effect that they're trying to scare everybody of is called arrhythmia. Arrhythmia means you're going to have a different, you know, your heart rate will change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at almost any drug prescribed in this country right now, you will find under the conditions, under the side effects, you will find arrhythmia, almost all of them. And so what they're doing is they're taking the very, 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 very tiny chance that you might have arrhythmia and saying, oh, my God, you can't use this drug for COVID-19 because you might get arrhythmia and die. Well, the chances of that are so tiny and the benefits are so great that it absolutely makes
so
no
you're
sense.
Saying the chance
thing is there's no patent on that drug, and that makes all
exactly.
the world all the difference in the world. Why did they fight against marijuana, cocaine, heroin? Why didn't they just sell them to people? Well, the reason is because they can't make a killing off it because it's not patentable.
Mm-hmm.
It's old
cheap
medicine.
Cheap and effective drugs are being driven, are being basically made illegal so that the drug companies can prescribe their very expensive, unique drugs that basically a lot of these drugs that they're introducing are almost exactly the same as the generic ones. And they use the exact same mechanism, but they change it just a little bit so they can claim that this is their patent.
Mm.
And then they force they deal with the government to make it illegal to buy the other drugs that mm-hmm. are being widely used in Africa and Mexico and in Asia, but we can't get them here because the FDA says you can't. Now, you could,
see,
if you have some of these conditions, you can fly to Mexico, get your drugs, and then come back. And a lot of people are starting to do that now. They're wising up.
That's part of the beauty of the dark web is that, like, I can now get ADD medication without having to go and pay a doctor, without having to, I mean, I used to pay my doctor $150 a month to tell me that I still needed Ritalin. I knew I still needed Ritalin, you know, but basically I was paying him protection money.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't, because I was paying him protection money, the government didn't come and get me.
Now, in theory, you're saying you could get that medication on the dark web, not that you are doing that. There would probably be some sort of criminal
penalty. Well, maybe I'm treating it with marijuana, but maybe I'm not.
Okay. Right.
Okay, but what's currently happening right now is, currently, my wife is getting all kinds of notices from the FDA cautioning against the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19.
Really?
Now, we know that it works.
Even though it's legal, it's the product itself is legal to use. And as you pointed out earlier, Gene, you said it was legal for a doctor to prescribe, off-label use?
Off-label. Off-label prescribing has always been legal, but the FDA is sending out these notifications trying to scare doctors into not prescribing.
Why do you think that is?
Because the drug
monsters.
Companies don't like it.
I'm sorry, but you both talked at the same time.
The drug companies don't want it out there because it's cheap and effective. It's not patentable. It's a generic drug.
Even though the drug companies themselves don't actually have anything specifically to address this.
Yes. And currently, there's nothing.
But they want to develop something new and expensive that gets 18 years of they get to rape people for it.
Well, isn't there also something, don't you think there's also the factor, if the FDA is saying, hey, doctors, don't prescribe this thing that appears to be working to help people, and there's nothing else that you could prescribe, this is the thing you could prescribe, but we don't want you to do that, doesn't that suggest that they want more people to die to make this look like even a worse situation than it, you know, supposedly is?
Yeah,
that could be. But let me advise
in the
people.
Blood.
Let me advise people what they do if they go to their doctor and the doctor says, "Well, I can give you this drug. It's off label. It's not for this, but we have found that it's been working well for some patients." If your doctor says that, and then they have to also, because the FDA now is cautioning about arrhythmia, they will have to caution you about arrhythmia.
Mm-hmm.
If your doctor cautions you about arrhythmia for a drug that they say is effective, look at the statistics before you turn that drug down, because it's really going to be a very small amount of people that are going to get arrhythmia, and the benefits outweigh the risk, and that's what people need to look at.
Thanks for your expertise.
The medical establishment does not have our best interests at heart.
Right, which is why they shouldn't be trusted.
There are people in it who do, but when you think about it, imagine how cold you would have to be to put these rules above people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really time for medical people to break away from the establishment.
But that's what makes them money.
Yeah, it's true. You know, if there were a couple of non-establishment medical schools out there, it would be wonderful. The Hippocratic Oath, even back in the day, carried a thing saying you won't teach anyone to practice medicine except your children and the children of other physicians. So they were always, from the very beginning, that tradition of medicine was about keeping the knowledge in-house, keeping it occult.
Right, and it still is a limited entrance club today, meaning that you have to jump through all the hoops that the AMA prescribes for people to become doctors, and if they allow you to become a doctor, because they may say, well, we don't need any more doctors, as though they know from some sort of centralized command and control situation how many doctors is the right
number.
And
they did that in both the 80s and the 90s, and governments forced medical schools to cut back on their production of doctors by about 17%, and as a that's why medical care is so expensive now. That and the stranglehold of Big Pharma. It's got to change. We've got to just start ignoring that system, and you can get anything you need.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are you somebody that works in the meatpacking industry? How are people around you responding to this new order? Came apparently 2 days ago by Donald Trump, ordering people in the business, the plants and such, to continue operating. What's going to happen if people don't show up? They're talking about not showing up. Will that mean that, you know, there's going to be a big hiring thing within the industry, or how do you think it's going to all play out? You're welcome to join us here, and hour number three is next, 855-450-FREE.
Saddle up. It's New Dynavite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze dry the greenness in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like Dynavite. It's simple, it's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out New Dynavite for Horses at Dynavite.com.
It doesn't take much, just one little scoop. I get my Dynavite from DINOVIPE.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.